From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The three-day-old Syrian ceasefire appears shaky, but according to UN envoy Staffan Mistura, it is still holding.
The reduction of violence, and you will be having further reports we will get after we have verified today, is by and large, frankly, holding. In fact, has been substantial.
The Russian Defense Ministry is accusing U.S. diplomats, meanwhile, of hiding behind what it called a verbal curtain to camouflage a reluctance to rein in rebel groups. Meanwhile, insurgent commanders are saying there is little point to the truce while Syrian's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block United Nations aid from reaching the city of Aleppo. UN officials say humanitarian convoys are ready to go, but are unable to move until they get authorization from the Syrian government. Prominent U.S. lawmakers met Thursday with Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The lawmakers had mixed reactions to President Barack Obama's announced intention to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar. Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, said America's attention is still needed in Myanmar, but that the U.S. influence can be exerted more with carrots than with sticks. Journalists from Hong Kong said they were beaten and detained by Chinese police while attempting to cover the crackdown on protesters in the village of Wuhan. The South China Morning Post and Mingpao, a liberal Hong Kong newspaper, both reported their employees were assaulted and detained Wednesday night while attempting to interview villagers about the protest. Villagers were protesting the arrest of their leader last week on corruption charges. This is VOA News. On the eve of a key European Union summit in Bratislava, French and German leaders are calling for unity and a clear roadmap for a post-Brexit EU. The bloc is struggling to deal with migration, insecurity, and growing disenchantment with the EU.
Je l'ai souvent rappelé, c'était pas une crise de plus.
French President François Hollande warned that the bloc risks a crisis of its very existence and foundation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said EU leaders must show they are determined to react together to the weaknesses and the tasks they face. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is back on the campaign trail after several days recuperating from pneumonia. Clinton headed to North Carolina, a closely contested state important to both major candidates.
I'm not great at taking it easy, even under ordinary circumstances, but with just 2 months to go until Election Day, sitting at home was pretty much the last place I wanted to be.
Clinton's Republican challenger, Donald Trump, outlined his new economic plan.
Over the next 10 years, our economic team estimates that under our plan, the economy will average 3.5% growth and create a total of 25 million new jobs.
Public opinion polls continue to show Trump edging closer to Clinton. The Real Clear Politics average of polls now shows her with a 1.8% advantage. A New York Times CBS News poll of likely voters shows her with a 46-44% lead, but in a four-way race with two other candidates, Trump and Clinton are deadlocked at 42% each. A former member of a Philippines death squad told senators in Manila Thursday that Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte shot and killed an employee of the Justice Department and ordered the deaths of more than 1,000 people over the past 25 years. The hitman, Edgar Matubato, said during a Senate hearing he was one of several policemen on a death squad that took orders from Mr. Duterte while he was serving as mayor of Davao City. A spokesman for Mr. Duterte called the allegations false and said the testimony was mere hearsay from a madman. The Philippines' top diplomat told a Washington think tank Thursday that his government is committed to its long-term alliance with the U.S., but that it will not be lectured on human rights and treated like, quoting now, the little brown brothers of America. Philippine Foreign Minister Perfecto Yasay called for mutual respect between the two countries. His plea came a week after relations were strained when Philippine President Duterte warned U.S. President Obama not to question him about extrajudicial killings. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.